12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Everybody, and welcome to Otherworld Seattle, episode number 15. We have so much going on. I mean, like, my brain is literally going, okay, how do I say 85 things without taking a breath? So let's jump to the players real quick, and I can think more why they're talking. So let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Mira Rao, our, goth mortician who is in a lot of trouble from a lot of different places. Everybody wants to kill me, but I didn't do nothing.
Hello, I am Saint, or Saint Spider. I've been playing Bailey Wolf. She's just, again, rolling with the punches, as usual.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean Charles, video store clerk and erstwhile director, and also just rolling with the punches here. Didn't ask for any of this. In the middle of all of it now. And I definitely appreciate Mira's use of the passive voice, that Mira is in trouble somehow. Somehow that happened.
Ha ha, wow, shots fired.
I'm sorry, what did I do that deserves death?
Hey y'all, I'm Mac, and I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove, pause, or am I?
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, and she didn't sign up for any of this either, but now that it's here, she wants to take care of business.
Scared and aroused.
If you're a zombie biker, I guess you should be real scared.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Yeah, that leads us to our recap after a little bit of finger pointing and a little bit of whining from our players. Wow, so much happened in the last few episodes. Mira got away. Shannon stole a police car, which then, of course, really ticked off the cops because they don't like that. And Shannon went over to the mortuary where she trapped Mira's parents in the morgue in the basement. And basically was there until the police showed up. I can't remember if Mira called the police or not.
No, my mom did she had my dad do it because there was a phone downstairs because.
Of course there is.
Of course there is.
There's a, it's a mortuary. Of course
there is. I think I also failed a roll really bad.
You failed a roll. All of you failed rolls. I mean, yes. That's just a given. Now, in the meantime, Chetna, your ghost representative for Mira, showed up. And said, okay, well, tonight we have to just keep the Rakshasa under control until the divine court makes a ruling. And that should be any time now. But until then, you all have to hold up in the mortuary and try to keep Mira safe and, by extension, Mira's parents, which is something I mentioned to Pooja, was the fact that they're in the building, so unless you can convince them to leave their house while this is all going on, you have to either tell them what's going on or risk them becoming collateral damage in whatever happens during the night. I just wanted to be upfront with that so there wasn't any surprise. At the very end, Shannon decided that Mira was just too difficult to get to. Knowing what Cecil knows, for the most part, she called up Madam Peaches to come out to the tunnels and look for a ghost, you know, quotation fingers, in the decision to basically have Betty her former girlfriend take over.
Current
girlfriend. Yeah,
current just. Girlfriend.
I mean.
Yeah.
You two-time big whore.
Wow.
Oh. You wait until I find out what's actually going on.
In Shannon's defense, she never said you were exclusive.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Never did.
That you know of.
So we ended with Peaches saying, yeah, I'll go out to the tunnels and meet you. Because, of course, why would Cecil say anything that would be dangerous? They know each other. And this, for everyone listening, just remember, your friends could be possessed by ghosts. I'm not saying to be paranoid, but it could be a thing. Just keep that in mind. We're actually going to start with Cecil inside of her mind palace. Her and Bacon have been talking nonstop like kids downing pixie sticks and Mountain Dew about whatever crazy conspiracy theories they can for literally a couple of hours now. The only way to get any higher would be cocaine at this point for them. They're chattering as quickly as possible, trying very hard to get Shannon to balk and then try to get Cecil back in control of her body. You, Cecil, are looking through cracks. You can see shadows of flappers walking around. It looks kind of like a speakeasy out there. And then beyond that, you can kind of sense the outside world as well. And you see a car. It looks like an 85 Rabbit drive up and park, and Madam Peach is getting out of it. And you hear the echo of Betty say, I can't go any closer. You're going to have to get her into the inside of the tunnel, honey. And you realize that they're going to try and possess Madam Peaches, who is dressed to the nines because she thinks she's going to be on camera. So you know that you have to do something to try to take over your body right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to roll. It's just going to be a contested shot.
All right, but I am going to log away for a bottle episode, Cecil going into the flapper arena all of Star Trek and just getting to, you know, play around like that's the holodeck.
Like that's a holodeck? Okay. We can actually, yeah, absolutely. So you have your moment on the holodeck, and then you realize right. that she's coming over. Now, on the outside, Shannon is standing by the entrance of the tunnel, and Madam Peaches comes out. It's dark, and she's walking across the parking lot. What does Shannon do?
Oh, Shannon is just grinning and just looking elated and waiting for Madam Peaches to be in speaking range without being loud.
Hello, Madam Peaches. So she gets pretty close to you, and she suddenly stops real quick and goes, hi, Cecil, how are... She's kind of looking at you a little strange. And she goes, Cecil, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. It's just been a long night, and we're getting ready for a long night of shooting on top of that. Everyone's set up in the cave, though, so...
What are we shooting exactly?
Well, we're hoping you can tell us about some of the more infamous peoples and less heard of peoples from the underground of, you know, Seattle's heyday.
And she goes, oh, okay. And she turns and she says, well, did Bailey bring her Lego camera to shoot?
Lego camera?
Yeah, it's a brand new camera. She told me that it was going to be, you know, really... well done with this new camera.
When did you speak to Bailey?
Recently, she called me up and said that she just bought it. And before you called me, of course.
Sorry. There must have been some confusion about who was going to reach out to you.
Right. But was she able to get it?
I believe so.
She starts slowly backing up. She goes, I know something's wrong with you. I can tell you're not who you're saying you are. And she starts to back up quickly. Now, she's in heels and it's gravel, so...
Facade drops. She's going to, like, Shannon's going to lunge at her.
Okay, so you lunge at her. All right, so give me just a brawl, I guess.
All right, let me see where that... Oh, God, that's terrible. Nope. Well, my brawl is only 25. I rolled a 74, so...
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to work. You run and you try to grab her and she starts running. Now I'm going to give her actually a negative dice because she is in heels. Though, I mean,
she was a stripper.
She was. I was just thinking that she was a stripper. That's
I knew someone who was not a stripper. She was a teacher, but she wore these incredibly high heels and she could sprint.
Yeah.
In those heels. I saw her do it many, many times. So
okay, so she whips around and I rolled terribly and she eats it. She turns, I rolled an 84. She breaks a heel and she just falls. She's trying to get back up. It's your turn. What do you want to do, Shannon?
Grab her by the hair.
Okay. So you grab her by the back of the hair. This is where we're going to see if Cecil can get back in control. All right. So
I'm going to roll different dice for Cecil. I'm going to have different dice for each of these characters here.
Cecil knows, number one, Shannon's frazzled from all the talking. Number two, she's focusing on Peaches. So she's hoping that that will be enough for her to dislodge Shannon.
Okay, what am I rolling?
Just a percentage die, and you're going to tell me how much you got.
All right. 88.
Okay. So, we'll be right back to you.
Thanks, Dice. My champions, as always.
Back to the mortuary. At the mortuary, it's Mira, Bailey, Maribel, and Sean with Chetna. And you all went to a different room to talk about what was going to happen. You talked about the mantra. You talked about setting up the room so that you could all sit in a circle and kind of be protected by Chetna. And then Chetna says to Mira, you know, your parents are going to be in danger if they're here unless they enter the circle as well. So you need to make a decision because the sun's going down.
Okay. Well, I don't really trust that them leaving the house would be enough to keep them safe.
That's understandable.
I mean, I already know that the Rakshasa can go wherever it wants in the dark, so...
And there's more than one of them, probably.
Are you trying to make me feel better? Because if you are, you're not... It's not working,
and... No, I'm trying to be realistic with you.
Wait, how is there more than one of them?
Okay, I don't like that either, but I'm going to try to get them down here with us.
Okay, we'll wait for you then.
And I'm going to go up and find the rents.
All right. So they're in the kitchen drinking tea and talking.
Mama, Papa, this is going to sound really weird, but I need you to come downstairs with me.
Okay. And they get up and they follow you.
And there is something coming tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, you know, do a puja to make sure that we're okay. And my friend Chetna is here, and she's going to help lead the puja.
Okay.
But just, you have to stay here with us to be okay.
What did you do?
Technically nothing. But thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, no, it's not a... Usually, if you're not doing anything that you should be avoiding, then there's no reason for such a ceremony. Did you do something? Are you not telling us the full truth is the thing? You've been acting very weird.
There is a lot that has been going on, but I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, that doesn't matter. What matters is not telling us what's going on.
There's a Rakshasa.
Why is there a Rakshasa?
Because there's a Rakshasa because the person who owned the coffee shop that we used to go to, you remember?
Yes.
The coffee shop that we all used to go to that burned down?
Right.
Turns out it was owned by Zeus.
Okay. You didn't think that was a dangerous coffee shop to go to after you learned that fact?
Learned it the moment before it burned down.
Okay, that's understandable.
And it burned down because the angel, Michael,
mm-hmm.
took offense to us figuring out that it was Zeus.
Okay. So where did you get the ritual from?
The pundit at the temple gave it to us.
Okay. Well, let's go downstairs and see what's going on. And they follow you downstairs.
They are taking this incredibly well.
Oh, went way too easily. This is really bad.
I am like, have an equal part of like relief and high key suspicion. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they walk in and, you know, Chetna's standing there pretty much just covered in ash with a finger necklace. of bones or whatever. And they go, oh, you didn't tell me there was an ambassador here. The room's not even ready. Why would you not tell us any of this? We raised you better.
How do you know that it's an ambassador?
Honey, we run a mortuary. We know all of that stuff. We know, of course, things. Your father has to deal with young vampires constantly. Do you think you're the first one to ever... why do you think you have a sense of these things?
Wait, what? Whoa, vampires?
Sometimes. It happens every once in a while.
What?
I mean, you could have said something at any point. You could have actually said something, you know? You know, you could have actually imparted some information instead of just leaving it all out.
Honestly, you haven't been mature enough yet for us to do that.
But mature
enough
for the gods and the angels to attempt to kill me? They blew up the top of a mountain, Mama.
We didn't know that. You didn't let us know. You kept us in the dark. We would have told you all this if you had just come to us in the first place.
Wait, how many vampires are we talking about?
At least 10 a year.
Wait, so are you telling me that you knew Shannon was a ghost this whole time?
We had our suspicions, but we thought you were a cute couple and we didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
I actually appreciate that.
Vampires.
Yeah, vampires.
Vampires in the town.
I mean, vampires being real is like the least weird thing that has happened to all of us. So like...
Yeah.
Well, there was like the Bigfoot ripping apart all those campers when you came back.
And you did just fight zombie bikers.
Yeah. That was my question.
But vampires... And vampires being a regular part of the world here definitely feels like something, and for a long time.
The Association of Mortuaries deals with lots of things that happen, and we have to deal with lots of different types of corpses. They're not all human, and we have to deal with lots of different religions, and, you know, it's just part of your DNA. Mira, it's always been there.
Okay, this is the last thing that I'm going to say, but I have to say it.
I doubt that.
When I asked you how to keep myself safe from the Rakshasa, you told me that all I had to do was tell the truth to my parents, which is obviously a lie.
Did you tell us the truth?
Did you want me to die?
Did you tell us the truth?
Did you want me to die?
No, of course we don't want you to die. We want you to grow up. And that means telling the truth.
Well, now I've told you the truth.
Ambassador, do you want anything? Is there anything we can do for you? And Chetna goes, no, I'm fine. We need to set up the room. And we'll come back to you guys in a moment. So, Cecil, I rolled a 38. So you try to break down the walls and it just doesn't work. And you're watching Peaches get pulled into the tunnels, kicking and screaming. You can literally feel your hand wrapped around her hair as she's being dragged across the floor. Bacon goes, why can't we dislodge this person?
I don't know. I've never been trapped in here before.
Well, I'm a figment of your imagination, and I don't want to be trapped here anymore.
I imagine everything being kind of lined with, like, books everywhere, and just start pulling books off, just like desperately, like going through them, trying to look for anything that, you know, is in my head that might help me in this situation.
Do me a library use.
Oh, please don't be a bad to me dice, because this would be pretty epic. I got a 21. I got a 21 under my 40.
Yay! Excellent.
Maybe everyone won't die after all. Cecil's probably going to go to jail, though.
Well, the night is young. So you realize that you've been trying to get her to let go of the emotional thrown in your head, but the rest of your body... you can affect. Instead of trying to take over her mind, you could do something like make her have a spasm or something else.
Flailing, what do they call inflatable waving tube men?
Right.
Or Kermit flail.
Right. You could make her do whatever you wanted to and basically fight her for control of the body, which would then give Peaches a chance to get away because she's almost to the edge of that tunnel, and you don't want Betty to take over Peaches because then it just becomes...
Well, I mean, I kind of do and I kind of don't because playing Shannon is awful fun, but at the same time, I'm trying not to kill everybody else.
Would you say you're split on the situation? Like,
I am. Thank you, Wes. Thanks for giving me a complex with this game.
I'm here to help.
I needed another one.
So with that information, you pull out a book and you realize that you could possibly make her not able to drag Peaches. What do you want to do?
Well, I think Cecil's going to go back to her childhood and the thing that you do when you don't want to do anything as a child and just try and make her whole body just kind of go and just
right
collapse like the jelly legs.
Non-violent resistance, I think, is the way to go.
So something like that.
Turn into a sandbag.
I don't want to, like, punch myself in the face.
No, that makes total sense. I'm going to say that you're able to do that for a moment, and you give Peaches a moment, and at this point, both of those high heels have been kicked off, and she just starts running towards the car again.
It's going to be rolling all night against myself, and I'm going to, like, catch her, and then let her go again and catch her. She'll be right. Like, just let me be possessed.
I just need you to roll again and let me know what you got.
All right. Am I rolling for Shannon? Am I rolling for...
You're rolling for Shannon.
Okay. I've got delineated dice right now because I'm that person. Ooh, an 81. That was not good, but okay. Probably good for Peaches.
Yeah. Peaches is able to get in the car. What does Shannon want to do? She's fumbling around for her keys and trying to drive away.
I'm not going to try and stop a car with my body.
Okay.
And I don't think there's anything I can say to this woman at this point that's going to coerce her back.
Probably not. No. Do you want to try to punch out the window? It's a 1985 Rabbit. I'm sure that you could punch through the window.
Oh my God.
You might be able to pick it up. I'm just saying. It's not the greatest car.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen, and the ruling hasn't been going so well. Oh, man, I...
Right, I understand. You can hear Betty yelling, Summer, I need a body!
She's going to make one more last-ditch effort, but I have a plan if it doesn't work.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm going to try and, like, you know, get her through the window or something. Like, it's going to be that last-ditch effort.
Okay, like, actually punch through?
Sure.
Hey, all right, cool.
There's no way I'm going to regret that later.
It's not your body. I mean, well, it is, I guess.
It is, though.
For now. Go ahead and just roll against your strength. Cecil's strength, just so you know.
Cecil's strength?
Yes. Roll with advantage, though, because you're really angry.
Oh, no. Oh, actually, the lowest was a 65. She's not doing so good.
Okay. So you punch, and it hits, but it cracks a little, but nothing, and... Let's see, Peaches, God damn it. Peaches speeds off, fails her driving rope badly, and goes up the embankment a little bit and kind of gets stuck. We're going to come back.
Come on, Peaches.
Oh my God. I'm trying, giving Peaches every opportunity to get out of this.
Lord.
Yeah, because as long as there's a slight chance, Shannon will try.
Yeah. All of you back at the mortuary, you're sitting in a circle facing out. And you have your arms locked together and you're basically sitting crisscross. And then Chetna puts out her arms and she starts to dissolve as her ashes make a very complicated circle around you with different symbols. Before this all happens, she says, okay, just start chanting the mantra once the lightning starts. And after she dissipates completely and her ashes go to the floor and make this large circle, you suddenly notice that these clouds come in and you hear the sound of thunder. Now, this mantra is a spell. And the way this is going to work is you're each going to roll against your power on your character sheet. And you're going to let me know what you get. If you fail your roll, you are allowed to push, which means you get to roll again. You get to do extra effort, try to make this work. But if you fail a push roll, something terrible happens. I mean, really bad. So you have to make that decision, just letting everybody know up front.
Do we have to roll above our power?
Under.
Under our power. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, under your power. So go ahead and roll and let me know. Oh, Michelle looks happy. What'd you get? What did Maribel get?
I rolled a 5 nice. Under my 80.
Wow, that's nice. That's a critical success that might save the rest of your asses. All right.
I rolled a 27 under my 70.
Excellent. Saint, you look happy.
Yes, because I rolled a 4 under my 80.
Oh, 2 critical successes. The only one that can screw this up is...
Not me, because I rolled a
7 under my 80. Lowest power. That's hilarious.
All right. You know what? Now, both of your parents, Mira, have 70 powers, so why don't you roll for them? That way, if they do badly, I don't get blamed.
Okay, that's a straight 60 on the first.
Excellent. So your mom did well.
Papa, not so well. Papa did 87.
Okay, well, that's not a critical fail, and we had 2 critical successes, so we're going to say that... You are chanting, you are putting a lot of power into the spell. You see all of this lightning crashing down. There are windows out to the yard, and outside you see 20 forms light up as lightning strikes. You see these 20 forms with these really angry red eyes starting to come towards the building, and Chetna's ashes start to build up with power, and then as these things get closer and as you're chanting, this wave of energy goes out and knocks them back. After a moment, the storm goes away and it stops, and then Chetna reforms and says, "You all did very well. That was impressive. You've just cast your first spell. Now, I definitely need a resolve check from everyone, because I think that that was a lot to handle."
Indeed.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
I probably should have done one when I found out my parents knew everything about the supernatural and just didn't tell me.
I've been waiting 2 weeks for that.
60 under my 70.
Uh-oh. Sean?
That would be a 95 over my... Oh,
there's the roll we've all been waiting for.
That's how that goes.
Yeah. What about you, Saint?
That is a 94 over my 68. Oops. Ouch.
I made my roll 6 under my 68.
You could have loaned me some of those.
Yeah, show
those. Narval's like... You know what? After everything I've seen. After everything I've seen. Good.
Fuck you all. I'm good.
Ice water in my veins.
All right. So, Bailey, you take 3 points. You're kind of a little frazzled, but you're okay. You don't have to worry about it. Sean took 6.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot. So, with 6, you have to make a luck roll. Mm-hmm. So, just, it's a 50-50 roll. If you get under 50, you're okay. You're in control. If you get over, then you have a reaction.
Okay. Hey, that's good. 13. Now, though, so I gotta stick with those dice. Those dice are good.
So you take 6 points of resolve, but you're able to function and you don't have any more response after that.
It was the vampires. Cool. They shouldn't have told you about the vampires.
Yep, they really should not have told you about the vampires.
Vampires shaked you a little bit.
That was too much.
Yes. Okay, so let's jump back over to Cecil/Shannon/serial killer or something. I don't know.
I don't know. There's some Benny Hill music playing or something.
Madam Peaches is desperately trying to reverse down. She's freaking out, or everything's going wrong. If it was 10 years in the future, she'd have a cell phone, but she doesn't. So, and she's up on a little embankment, and you've got Betty screaming for you to just get her out of that car. There's probably some rocks around if you wanted to try to use those to break the window.
Yeah, I was going to go for what is heavy around me so I can break the window and hopefully knock her unconscious.
Okay, cool. I'm going to say that you're able to break the window because you already damaged it.
Okay.
You're going to have to make a strength roll to subdue. It's not really a brawling thing because she's in a seat, so you can grab her pretty easily. But just make a strength roll, and I'm going to roll strength for her to see if she can fight you off.
All right. Ooh. Wow. Shannon sucks at rolling, so that was an 82, so that was not good.
You break the window. You spray her with glass. She pushes you hard away from her. She hits reverse, and she speeds out of there as quickly as possible, getting away. And Shannon is on the ground, you know, having to pick herself up off the ground. What does Shannon want to do?
So Shannon picks herself up off the ground and goes deep into the tunnels where she knows that, you know, Betty.
Right.
Kind of sobbing and sniffling her whole way there. And she goes, I'm messing everything up.
Yes, you are. What the hell? It's simple, and you messed it up yet again. It's like we're alive all over. Why can't you do anything right?
Do you want to try?
I would love to. Give me the body.
Gladly.
Do you give over the body to Betty?
Yeah. Why not? Shannon loves Betty at the end of the day. She's frustrated. She's done. She's a brat. So
Betty is 15 years older and obviously abusive. So, you know, Shannon leaves the body and now you are playing Betty/Cecil. Because let's make this more complicated.
Yeah, because I just thought, like, let's go ahead and just split the cake another slice.
Okay, so I'll be playing Shannon now. And she is outside of her body. She says, All right, you think you have all the answers. What do you want to do? I tried everything to get someone down here and it just didn't work. What do you want to do?
Oh, I've already done it.
Done what?
And I'm going to walk away.
Done what? How did you do anything? She follows you behind probably about 5 feet.
The same way I always have. Stupid Shannon.
Look, I need a body too, right?
Do you?
Yes.
You didn't do very well with this one. I think you've lost your body privileges at this point, so I'll be seeing you.
What? That bitch. All right, let's switch over.
Wow.
Nice.
This is a telenovela.
That took a turn.
Seriously.
Okay. Chetna has become one again, and you all are feeling pretty good. And then suddenly a really bright light appears within the room, and through it walks a very handsome man with curly brown hair and a trumpet at his side. And he goes, "Hello, Mira, Maribel, Sean, Bailey. I have been told to come down here and let you all know that the Divine Court is through. I am Gabriel. It's nice to meet you all."
Mm-hmm. You tried to blow us up.
What?
I was going to say nice to meet you first, Mira.
Sorry.
And then we could go into, okay.
My bad.
What do you mean I tried to blow you up?
You destroyed my parents' car.
What are you talking about?
Wait, wasn't that you guys, or was it just Michael?
No, Michael's in purgatory with Zeus right now. I did not do any such thing. I don't know where you got that information, but it was not me.
For the record, I never thought it was you. I just, you know, we're making so many assumptions up here. Look, just don't punish me now, please.
I'm not here to punish anyone. I'm here to apologize for Michael's behavior, his overreaction, and his rage, basically. I'm very sorry that he did what he did. He is being punished for what he did. It's complicated, as you already know, but I just wanted to say that we should not tolerate such fundamentalism, I guess would be the word I'd use, from our angels. But I'm more concerned about this me exploding a mountaintop. Where did you hear that? I don't do that kind of thing.
Well, who did?
I'm not sure. I've been at the court since all of this, since Michael let all this explode in our face. You know, we've been dealing with bureaucracy between two major religions. It's not easy. There's a lot of paperwork.
Well, there was a guy who, well, we thought it was Hermes, but I guess
maybe it wasn't.
It wasn't Hermes, but yeah. He gave us a ride down after we almost died and the cars were gone.
He just said he was a messenger and we assumed he was Hermes until we met the actual Hermes.
Yeah.
Bailey, would you mind if I probed your memory to see what this god looked like?
Sure.
Thank you.
Be my guest.
I'm holding my breath.
Me too. Also, probe.
I'm not taking it out. Fuck it. All right. So it's a creepy word and we're leaving it in. So
Bailey is numb to any of this and yeah. Suspects no foul maneuvers.
So he walks over and he puts his hand, you know, through your forehead into your brain, and it tickles. You see all these flashes, Bailey, of this person that you had this ride with. Suddenly, Gabriel steps back very quickly and goes, I'm really sorry, but I must go.
You're not going to explain what happened?
I'm goodbye. And then he just disappears.
What the what? Hey, what? I have other questions.
He looks completely white, just with fear, and then just disappeared.
Oof. Wow. Bailey just grabs her head like, what?
What the what? But also, is Mira okay now?
Chetna goes, yeah, Mira's fine. She's under no threat from anyone. The demons won't be coming for her because she serves no purpose. And, you know, you all live really far from their home, so it's a trek. Obviously, the court has swept what Michael did under the rug and are going to punish him separately. But as for what you all saw, I've never seen an angel be frightened by anything. Who was this god you talked to?
Can you do the probe thing?
We don't know.
I can't do the probe thing. I'm just a ghost. I'm not. Plus, it's kind of, to me, it's yucky. I don't want to do that.
I mean, he was a guy with a car. What did he, does anyone remember what he looked like?
Not really.
I technically do.
Well, yeah, you had the flashes, but the rest of you don't remember what he looked like.
But perhaps the player needs to remember. It's the hat, nice suit, cool car.
Nice silk suit, right. Awesome looking like car that was really low to the ground. Attractive, but off-putting. He wore sunglasses in the middle of the night. You didn't see his eyes. He kind of gave off a sinister Bowie kind of thing. Like, if, you know, that kind of look.
And he said he was a messenger.
And he said he was the messenger god.
Messenger god.
Yes. I remember the speeds and the physics altering moments we had. Yeah.
He went right through
the everything
car and we saw everything through the fireman who was coming toward us and we saw his body and all that stuff.
And I know we don't have any like teleporting titans, but like what else creature could scare an angel? Something titan adjacent? Something chthonic?
Well, that sounds like something that a library kind of thing, a montage, might be in the future.
I'm putting it out there.
Even
Chetna's got nothing?
What?
Apparently I have nothing.
Chetna's got
Chetna listens to what you say, and she goes, I tell you what, give me a day, and I will send you a message of what I find. Will that work?
Excellent. That works great.
Okay.
I mean, thank you so much for your help with the Rakshasas, but also the cultists?
What about the cultists? I forgot about them. What about the cultists? I mean, why were they after you in the first place? You are very complicated.
That possibly was just a... I mean, I'm a complicated person, but I might have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. But, like, also at least two of them were police.
Do you feel like that happens with you a lot, the wrong place at the wrong time? Is that like a normal?
I didn't up until, you know, the last few months.
Makes sense. I have no clue about any of that. I was just in the right place at the right time to help you.
Yes, I do appreciate that. I was just wondering, like,
if I could look into that? Which would you rather have me do? Would you have me look into the messenger god or the cultist?
The messenger god.
I can only do one.
Okay. Messenger god. Definitely god, messenger sure. god.
We were in his car.
You know, I'm really sorry I would do both, but something's telling me that that's too much and that you guys have to work through this yourselves. You know, for some reason, I don't know.
just, it was hope. Hope I had it. It's gone now. Don't worry.
No, I'll do what I can. And she turns to your parents and she says, thank you. Your home is lovely. I appreciate everything that you did. Oh, thank you, Ambassador, for protecting our daughter. She's a handful, and we're just glad to know the truth at this point, and we're doing our best, and hopefully now she'll be able to understand that there are things out there that she needs help with, and she can't just do everything by herself.
Haven't been by myself.
And your mother just puts a finger up. She doesn't raise her hand. She just puts a finger up, and then Chetna goes, well, she's a good girl. I'm sure she'll find what she's looking for and be fine. And then Chetna leaves. What does everybody want to do? Because you're all free and clear now of this demon and Michael. So talk amongst yourself for a moment. And for Cecil / Betty, because let's make this more confusing. Betty, think about what you're doing, because I'm going to blip back over to you in a moment after these four have their conversation. I will say that your mother and father turn to you and say, we're very tired. If you have questions, we'll talk about it later. Okay. What?
Before you go to bed, just know that there are these detectives. They're in some kind of cult.
Well, thank you for telling us.
Also, I don't think Cecil's on drugs.
What do you think's happening with her?
Honestly, I don't know. But she never really did drugs before.
Well, then you need to find your friend and help her, obviously. But you're going to need your other friends to help you. All right? No doing anything alone and no lying to your friends about ghost girlfriends anymore, okay? All right. We're going to bed. It's 7:00.
thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Rao.
Thank you,
yes,
Mr. and Mrs. Rao.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Papa.
Be careful. And they leave. All right. So talk. What do you guys want to do? You have so many different threads. You have Freedom Wave stuff going on, and
I'm
the
not
bikers.
Touching that.
Nope.
You've got the detectives who are trying to sacrifice people.
I did my part on the Freedom Wave stuff.
Yep. You have Cecil.
We have Cecil. We have Cecil. We have Cecil.
Yeah. Cecil is priority one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's just what we were. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. So basically, Cecil told me that Shannon was in trouble, that she'd had like a vision of Shannon being in trouble in the tunnels. And that's why we went down there. And then she tried to bash my head into the wall. And there was like,
for no reason.
I mean, Shannon's ex-girlfriend was down there.
Oh.
And then Cecil tried to bash my head into the wall.
I'm just trying to figure out how much these things are related.
I don't know. I mean, I ran away after that.
Why doesn't everybody but Mira? Well, actually, Mira too. Everybody give me an idea roll. It's just a roll against your intelligence.
Okay.
Ooh, all righty.
Nope.
Yes, 31 under my 60.
Weirdly, I also rolled a 31 under my 70.
Ooh. I got a 56 under my 70.
You know what? It's been a long day.
Everybody but Mira realizes that Cecil has probably been, because you haven't seen Shannon, she gets attacked in the tunnels, and Shannon's old girlfriend is down there. Cecil has been possessed by a ghost, but for some reason, Mira has this wall up that's refusing to see the reality of things.
All right.
Oh. So we're all just looking at each other like, okay. All right.
That makes sense.
So you have to figure out a way to get Shannon out of Cecil.
I just don't understand why y'all are all looking at each other that way.
Maribel, you got this.
Mira, you know how, like, what a weird coincidence it would be that Cecil and you would happen to stumble on Shannon's ex? Maybe it's not her ex.
You think Cecil's dating Betty?
No, sweetie, no.
Yeah.
I think Shannon is still dating Betty, and Shannon may be possessing Cecil.
Yeah. Because Cecil doesn't really do visions of things. That's not really a thing that Cecil does. That's a you thing.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this whole time?
I don't know from when.
She's been cheating on me this whole time.
We don't know. But she has been cheating on you for some of it, yes.
Mira, there's some real unfortunate mathematics here that we're just
going to
go through.
I am going to rip up her spirit into tiny little pieces. There is no afterlife that will take her once I am done with her.
Hold on to that anger, because I don't think it's just the cheating as much as the luring you into a dark place where her ghost girlfriend is. And now that we know that ghosts can possess people.
Yeah, she's still one of our friends, so that sucks.
Yeah. So it seems to me like the obvious implication here, but with the grabbing you and trying to knock you out.
She has been using me for my body this whole time.
There you
That's
go.
That's gross. Yeah. I feel gross. I need a shower, but first, I wish that Rakshasa had gotten Betty. I hope it did. I hope it did.
Well, all right. So where do you think Shannon would go after leaving here?
I mean, if her big plan was to get a body for her real girlfriend, I'd assume she would try to get somebody else down there. Like, or go down to spend more time with Betty. I think that's where she's been this whole time. Whenever she would leave for days. I wouldn't know where she went. I assume she was just recharging.
Like a Borg.
Yep.
She would leave me, and I bet she went straight back to Betty.
All right, so it feels like our best bet here is for us to go down to the tunnels, see if we can find Shannon in Cecil, grab them, and then figure out some way to separate them, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Yes!
There's, like, a bunch of, like, pretty standard exorcism stuff we can do. And then there was that circle at the witch's house that was keeping Shannon contained before.
See, that's what I've been thinking about this whole time. Like, remember our expert that we brought with us? Could we bring her, Miss... Was it Peach?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, we need it. She knows way more about ghosts than we do.
That's true.
And she was there at the beginning, so maybe we can just, like, fill her in and get her expertise.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, if there's anyone who's going to know how to do an exorcism... It's a psychic, so...
True. Yeah.
All right. So you want to go over to Madam Peach's to see if she'll help you out?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. You head over there, and, you know, you see a rabbit parked kind of in the driveway and also kind of up on the lawn, and the front door is open, and all the lights are on.
Are there noises?
No, there are no noises.
Okay.
This does very, not look great.
No. Well, let's maybe slowly... Mm-hmm. Can I use Spot Hidden, actually?
See if there's absolutely.
An actual clue out here. All right. My
Sure.
My new one is 47. Not much better, but hey. All right. Oh, yes. I got a 41 under 47.
You do notice that the car is still running... But the lights have been turned off and the front door to the house is open. But there also seems to be salt poured in front of the door before the entrance, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I remember this from way back from that haunted, our little haunted house here. So this is like, I don't remember exactly why we put the salt down, but I think this is a problem, fellows. Let's be careful.
Salt is protection from spirits and purification.
I see the salt. I'll just point it out to them. Be like, okay, we might already be dealing with the ghosts here. Let's be really careful.
All right. Well, I mean, none of us are ghosts, right?
Right.
Right.
Let's notice if anyone gets possessed.
Let's try to notice.
Yeah. You know.
And let's see if we can step over the salt one at a time.
Right. Testing each other right now.
All right. Who goes in first?
I'll walk in first since I was probably in front.
So you walk in and you hear the cock of a shotgun and you see Peach is behind her sofa with a gun pointed at you. And she goes, Bailey?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, Bailey. She puts down the gun really quick and runs over and hugs you. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, my. Yeah,
are your friends? Are you guys standing out there because you can't cross the line?
No. We were just discussing.
All right, everybody come over the assault first before we say anything. This isn't.
Bailey's just gesturing.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay.
She's clearly frantic.
I jump over the salt.
I love the question mark there.
It's like, wait a minute. Do we know?
All of you are able to go over the salt.
Okay. Good.
No ghosts have assaulted you.
I'm sorry.
Boo.
Yay. I win. All of you are in the living room, and Madam Peach just goes, I was attacked by Cecil. It wasn't Cecil, though. It was a ghost possessing Cecil down by the tunnels. And she grabbed me by the hair and tried to pull me into the tunnels. I think she was trying to, I don't know, possess me, too. Maybe I couldn't figure it all out.
She was trying to get a body for her stupid real girlfriend.
I knew when I was walking up to her, I asked her if Bailey got a Lego camera because I knew a ghost might not know what Legos are, and she fell for it, so I got away. But I almost didn't. She's crazy strong and really angry.
Okay, good to know. Ironically, that's why we're here.
I figured. It made sense.
Yep. Do you know of like an exorcism or something to get the ghost to get Shannon out of Cecil?
Well, not a full-on exorcism, but we have to capture her first. We have to capture Cecil, bind her down, and then we can do an exorcism of some sort to get her out of her. So, but we have to find her first, and she's probably down in those stupid tunnels.
All right, that seems like the place to start then.
Well, I guess the first question though is how do we protect ourselves from getting possessed? Because if they were just going to drag you into the tunnels, drag me into the tunnels, and
well, I've got some crystals and things that we can use to protect ourselves, and we can take salt with us. That always is helpful if we need to form a quick circle to protect ourselves. But it's dangerous. It's dealing with ghosts like this is always going to be dangerous. Plus, we have guns. I have a few guns we can take.
We're not shooting Cecil.
I know, but...
But there's also those cultists down there.
Cultists?
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Right.
What cultist? This seems like a lot.
There were some people who were talking about... I mean, they shouldn't be that hard to avoid. I managed to avoid them the first time. I just... I didn't realize that they were bad at first, but they were talking about wine, and then they wanted to sacrifice me. I thought they were just like entrepreneurs looking for permits. I wasn't exactly thinking straight, I guess.
Okay.
Peaches, please acknowledge now that our danger magnet is this one. So after exactly. This adventure, perhaps stay away from her.
Wow.
And also, this town is a lot weirder than any of us thought. So
a lot
cool. That's cool to know.
If Mira's the magnet, maybe we can use her as bait.
Oh yeah,
that's possible.
Rude.
I'm just saying, if Shannon Cecil wants Mira, then that's who she's going to go for, right?
Well, it seems at this point, though, that Shannon, because she also went after you, it feels like Shannon is not as picky. Sorry, Mira.
Yeah, that makes sense. She just wants someone for the girlfriend to possess so that they can be together.
Yeah. So,
I mean, either way, like, if we go down there and we find Shannon, we can just knock her out and then no bait necessary, right?
Yeah. I'm just throwing out ideas. I'm very stressed out. I don't like getting my hair pulled. It was very scary.
I am sure. Ouch. Yes, it was. Well, maybe. Yeah, no, we should all stay together. You should come with us.
Yeah, no, I'm coming with you. I'm not going. Nobody should be alone at this point.
Exactly. So we should all go down to the tunnels, see if we can either find Cecil or Shannon Cecil and pick up a trail and try to figure out where they went.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. All right, so let me go back over to Betty. Betty, what are you doing?
The first thing she does after she gets out of the tunnels is look down, goes, "What am I wearing?" And takes off to go find more appropriate attire.
Okay, so you just head out.
Yeah, I'm heading out to the town. I'm just heading to the city for a shopping montage.
No problem. That's perfect. So when you all pile into the car, where is everybody sitting?
We're still in the family truckster, right?
You're still in the family truckster.
I trust Sean's driving.
All right, yeah. So I guess I'm driving.
Sean proved himself.
I think we should stop at a store and grab a whole bunch of salt.
Yep.
Okay, Morton's is on the list. All right.
So, Maribel's riding shotgun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then so in the back is Peaches, Mira.
I happily took the center seat between Bailey and Peaches in order to be more protected.
Okay.
Oh, we're all crystalled up.
Yep.
Not crystal meth, but...
No.
Yes.
No, 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 no.
Crystal. Just making sure. You go by and you get salt, and you're driving towards the tunnels, and Mira, in your head, you hear, I'm really sorry.
I didn't mean for all this to happen. I love you. I really do. And if we could work this out some way, I would... She had a hold of me, and I couldn't help it, and... You're very important to me. Can we just start over? It's been such a roller coaster.
Well, first you'll have to depossess Cecil.
I'm not Cecil right now. I'm obviously talking to you.
What did you do with her body?
I didn't do it. She pushed me out. And then she said something about going into the tunnels to get revenge or something. She was full of all these weird conspiracy theories. She said she knew what was going on. She had to stop. You have to help me. She's obviously not all there.
I wonder why not.
It's your friend. I don't know why she's that way. Look, I'm sorry, honey. I love you. I really do. And I just got mixed up in the wrong thing. And please forgive me.
So I'm going to make a persuade roll. And
test that?
Yeah, she can. Mira, why don't you give me a roll as well?
Okay. I rolled a one.
Oh, yeah. So you critically succeed. Great. So it's up to you to decide how you want to proceed.
Well, where are you right now?
I'm right behind you. I just made myself invisible so your ghost-hating friends can't see me. I don't want to cause any problems.
Okay, well, we're going to the tunnels right now. So once we get there, we can talk it out.
Okay. So she's silent the rest of the way.
Okay. Because what I was going to do, since I am not convinced by her bullshit, and I'm really, really fucking angry, was actually take some of the salt. And if she was right behind me, basically, in the car... Once we got there, because it seemed like a bad idea to do that while we were driving. But it's like as soon as we stopped, like just...
No, I understand that. So when you stop, this is actually a good place for us to do this roll. So you're going to throw salt behind you and she's going to try to possess you. So you make your roll. Just roll luck because this is all luck at this point. Actually, we'll base this on your roll.
19. Under my 68.
Very nice.
Awesome. So she tries to lunge at you. You feel the power of her presence and you throw salt and it pushes her out of the back of the car. And you realize that, you know, she's going to be following you maybe from afar or maybe from closer. She might try to grab one of your other friends, but Cecil is no longer Shannon. As far as you can tell. And that's where we're going to stop this show. Thank you guys so much.
Oh my God.
treacherous bitch. How could you play with my heart that way? Just fucking wait.
On that note, where can we find everybody? Let's start with Saint.
Hello. I've been...
playing your dear Bailey Wolf. And you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, all one word. So that's SaintSpiderTV. Thanks.
Hey, everyone. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais, quite potentially. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But to find out more, you can follow me everywhere online is at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean, and you can find me on at Jay Holtham and all the places where you do the social things. And you can find me sometimes playing games with Happy Jack's RPG and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. I almost forgot how to spell it. you can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games. You can purchase them on DriveThruRPG or subscribe to the whole catalog through BattleBards.
Hello, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I also play TTRPGs on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and occasionally on Happy Jack's RPG. And you can also find me sometimes streaming on Utopia.
And I am Wes Otis, and you can find me at Plate Mail Games. For the podcast, you can find us on Twitter at 12 Sided Stories. That's the number 12 and then Sided Stories, as well over on Instagram. Or you can find us at our website, which is just 12sidedstories.com, all spelled out, all one word. If you want to help out the podcast, you can join our Patreon or our Ko-fi and become a monthly backer and get great bonus content and special stuff, or give us a shout out, or give us a bunch of stars on your favorite platform. All of those things are very helpful. We appreciate you listening, and we will be back next week with more Otherworld Seattle. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.